Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And today I wanted to explore mastery, but I want to explore it in relationship to mistakes, in relationship, you might say, to failure. And this has been on my mind because I was teaching a group, and one of the students in the group was sort of pumping my guest teacher for information about, okay, and what do you do here? And what do you do here? And the teacher was really trying to answer, but was sort of answering through his own experience. And so was sharing various mistakes he'd made along the way and what he'd learned from them. And as I was listening, I realized that the student was trying to figure out a way to build his career without making any of the mistakes or having any of the failures that the expert had had. And I realized that that is the fundamental misunderstanding of mastery that stops so many of us from actually getting to that level in whatever it is that we do. And what I realized was that mistakes, the willingness to make mistakes, the willingness to be in the game long enough and often enough to mess all sorts of things up, is where mastery comes from. The reason that the student was the student and the expert I had teaching with me was the expert was because the expert had made more mistakes for longer. And it made me think of Tim Ferriss. Now, if you don't know Tim Ferriss, he's sort of a phenomenon of the last decade. So his first book, The 4-Hour Workweek, just changed the publishing industry. And he went on from that to not only create a whole series of best-selling books, but to have a TV show and one of the most successful podcasts in the world, at least at the time of this recording. But he's an interesting case. I sometimes use him as a verb. And I sometimes will tell a client, you know, you're trying to Tim Ferriss this. And what I mean by that, if you've read The 4-Hour Workweek, is you'll know he has an amazing sounding bio. He was a sumo wrestling champion. He was a ballroom dancing champion. He's done all these really cool things. But if you read the book, he's not a particularly great ballroom dancer, and he's certainly not a great sumo wrestler. He figured out how to fudge it, how to win without necessarily having a degree of mastery at the actual craft. And so he has a great resume. But boy, I wouldn't bet on him in a sumo match where there weren't rules. Like if he was just one-on-one in a bar with a sumo wrestler. And so to Tim Ferriss something in that sense is to try and shortcut it, to try and get the ego food of, hey, look what I've accomplished, without really having accomplished anything, without really having mastered anything. So there was an essay by Ralph Waldo Emerson called On Compensation, and there's an excerpt that speaks directly to this. He said, in labor as in life, there can be no cheating. The thief steals from himself. The swindler swindles himself. For the real price of labor is knowledge and virtue, whereof wealth and credit are signs. These signs, like paper money, may be counterfeited or stolen. But that which they represent, namely knowledge and virtue, cannot be counterfeited or stolen. These ends of labor cannot be answered but by real exertions of the mind and in obedience to pure motives. The cheat, the defaulter, the gambler, cannot extort the knowledge of material and moral nature which his honest care and pains yield to the operative. The law of nature is, do the thing and you shall have the power, but they who do not the thing have not the power. And that's really the essence of the difference between Tim Ferrissing something, i.e. kind of finding a way to win without really knowing what you're doing, and mastering it. Now, I want to be fair to Tim Ferriss. In my mind, he has mastered podcasting. He's mastered interviewing. He's mastered building a career. From what I can tell, he's mastered the publishing industry. He's put in the hours. He's made the mistakes. He's collected the failures that give him a broad base from which to do what he does and to create what he creates. So it's not dismissal of him as a person at all. It's just two different approaches. And we both at times exhibit both of these approaches. So your homework is to look, where in your life are you Tim Ferrissing it? Where are you trying to just get to the result without learning anything along the way? And where are you engaged in the game of mastery, where every mistake is another brick in the path to wherever it is that you're headed and whatever it is that you're looking to create in your world? Have fun, learn heaps, happy exploring, and I'll talk to you soon.